This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Biancooley. We've just heard from songwriter Cinco Paul about collaborating on the first season of Schmigadoon. Next Wednesday, Schmigadoon returns on Apple TV Plus with the first two episodes of a new 6-part second season. As in season one, Cecily Strong and Keegan-Michael Key star as Melissa and Josh, a modern couple who find themselves transported to a mythical musical land in which everyone tends to break into song and dance. Last season echoed the setting, feeling, and music of classic mid-century musicals like Oklahoma and, of course, Brigadoon. For season two, the tone is inspired by musicals of the 60s and 70s, and it's a lot darker. Once again, this gives Cinco Paul and Company the chance to salute or parody some very familiar musical theater classics. But this time, the supporting players from last season get to return as entirely new characters, like the ensemble cast members of American Horror Story get to do in that anthology series. Dove Cameron, for season two of Schmigadoon, plays a Sally Bowles kind of vamp from Cabaret, while Alan Cumming, who played the MC in the revival of that Broadway musical, instead takes on the role of a murderous demon butcher, echoing Sweeney Todd. Jane Krakowski takes on the slick lawyer role from Chicago, but with a gender switch that allows for a little Roxy Hart as well. And the musicals Hair and Godspell also are represented, along with Jesus Christ Superstar and Dreamgirls. And so is Sweet Charity, when Melissa and Josh, seated at a table in the nightclub, watch and comment upon the onstage dancers, whose attitude and Bob Fosse choreography may have been provocative 60 years ago, but not so much now.
I've literally seen every season of Drag Race, so.
Do we scare you? Are you too refined?
I'm into boys and girls.
Does that just blow your mind? Other girls get thanked and tipped. Us, we just like to get spanked and whipped.
Wonder if the meatloaf's any good.
I've got a tattoo.
Whatever is being lampooned, it's treated with affection and obvious enthusiasm. And wow, is it fun. This season, subtitled Schmacago, is tighter and better plotted than the original Schmigadoon, and is more confident and inventive. Even the acting between songs is a delight. Kristen Chenoweth made me laugh out loud as a combination Mrs. Lovett from Sweeney Todd and Miss Hannigan from Annie, whether or not she was singing. So did Alan Cumming as the cleaver-carrying butcher Dooley Flint. When they decide to pair up in a later episode so that she can provide her unwanted orphans as the secret ingredient for his meat pies, the two Broadway veterans turn in a perfect parody of one of the most famous numbers from Sweeney Todd. Only instead of pretending to be customer and server and rhyming the occupations of future victims, they rhyme using the names of the always underfoot orphans.
I'd love some ground beef.
Why then, sir, you're in luck. Which do you prefer? We've got pate or chuck.
Have you any mutton?
That would be satin.
Perhaps some foie gras.
Voila, see.
Bologna.
Tony.
Salami.
Tommy. And we've also
But do you?
That comes later in the series, but it's worth the wait. And there are gems from the start. Dove Cameron, as decadent chanteuse Jenny Banks, makes her first appearance as a club headliner with a song and dance that is close enough to a number from Cabaret to raise eyebrows.
Back when I was summering in Brussels, I fell in love with Martin and his muscles. My heart got pumping every time he flexed. It's fair to say that I was overcome by what came next. Turns out he wasn't all that strong in bed. And that is when I turned to him and said, we've gone kaput. Now we're kaput. Once our desire burned like a fire, but now there's nothing left but soot. We had a laugh or two, but now the laughter is through. My dear, I fear that we're kaput.
This season of Schmigadoon is stronger than many Broadway musicals I've seen, and more overloaded with talent. Ariana DeBose is back this year, as are Aaron Tveit and Martin Short. And the newcomers include Titus Burgess as the narrator and Patrick Page as the villain. Everyone gets a chance to shine, and everyone does. I've seen all 6 episodes, and each one contains at least one really clever song, one very funny scene, and several surprises and references too good to spoil by mentioning. This second season of Schmigadoon is more accessible than the first. And even though Schmacago wraps up its storyline very tightly at the end, it's so good, I hope they're planning another Schmequel. On Monday's show, Armageddon, what the Bible really says about the end. We talk with Bible scholar Bart Ehrman about his new book. He says a literal reading of the book of Revelation has created disastrous problems, including personal and psychological damage and consequences for U.S. foreign policy and the welfare of our planet. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Al Banks. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.